Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Senator Ted Kennedy used his influence in many places, sometimes unlikely ones. The Boston Children's Museum was one of the many recipients of Ted Kennedy's attention. He came to the yearly fundraising breakfast and helped secure federal funds for projects large and small, says former museum president Lou Casagrande.
He has that way of getting to the heart of what you do and supporting what you do and listening to what kinds of alliances you want and think are going to work, and he has a wealth of knowledge.
Kennedy's influence in the Senate secured federal funds to create a program that allows more than 2,000 kids in Boston's Head Start program to visit the museum for free and train their teachers. Casagrande remembers Kennedy's energy and enthusiasm.
I got a call, and I still have the message on my cell phone. I'll keep it forever. 10:30 at night, he called me, and he just left the message on my cell phone, giving us some good news about a federal grant. But it was like a friend calling, and he was so excited. Lou, you know, how you doing? Guess what? He was not looking for credit. You know, there was not a press release put out.
Like Casagrande, many local community leaders have calls from Kennedy saved on their phones. They're equally impressed by his passion and commitment. Longtime friend and former state chairman of the Democratic Party, Steve Grossman, says while Kennedy wasn't involved in state politics, he was deeply involved in many state causes.
If you ask anybody who is the go-to person in Massachusetts when you want to get something done, that will help Massachusetts, that will help a mayor, that will help a school committee, that will help a factory that's in danger of closing. Ted Kennedy is the one you go to. He's the go-to guy.
Kennedy helped to get the Boston Harbor Islands named a national park and to pass Massachusetts' landmark universal health care legislation. Boston civic leader and former head of Blue Cross Blue Shield, Peter Mead, says Kennedy was key to bringing people together for the state's health care legislation.
The phone calls he made, the working in the legislature, the prodding, pushing, suggesting for the law in Massachusetts.
Kennedy also had a hand in historic preservation. The Longfellow House in Cambridge approached Kennedy several years ago when it needed $3 million to be brought up to fire code. Kennedy called on his colleague, West Virginia Senator Robert Byrd, who often quotes Henry Wadsworth Longfellow in speeches on the Senate floor. Together, they arranged federal funding. The Kennedy family has always been known for its commitment to public service. So in 1989, when Michael Brown started City Year, the Youth Service Corps program that was a model for AmeriCorps, one of the first people he went to see was Senator Kennedy.
Immediately, you know, it was clear that Senator Kennedy saw something like City Year and more largely national service as something that just embodied his very being.
Brown says Kennedy was a tireless supporter who didn't turn his attention on and off.
We would go see Senator Kennedy sometimes in formal settings in his office. I would often run into him on the shuttle, and he'd always wave me over, and he'd want to talk about the big idea of national service, but also the strategies. How do we move it forward? What else are you working on?
Brown says he was touched when he saw Kennedy wearing his red City Year jacket when he went sailing just after he was diagnosed with brain cancer. Politically, one of Kennedy's greatest accomplishments on the local stage came in 2004.
To my fellow delegates and my fellow Democrats, I've waited a very, very long time to say this. Welcome to my hometown. Welcome to my hometown.
Democratic Party leader Steve Grossman says Kennedy worked hard to bring the convention to Boston.
Other than the mayor, nobody wanted this more than Ted Kennedy. And when Ted Kennedy got you on the phone and began to tell you about how important this was to the city for all kinds of reasons and important to Massachusetts and important to our growth and our development, and nobody says no to Ted Kennedy.
But Ted Kennedy didn't always get his way on the Senate floor. He was in the minority voting against the war in Iraq, a vote he said was one of his most important. But his opposition to the war didn't prevent him from becoming deeply engaged with people who were affected by it. Kennedy developed a lasting connection to Brian and Alma Hart of Bedford, whose son, Army Private First Class John Hart, was killed in Iraq in October of 2003.
We developed a working relationship when we couldn't find John's body. And his staff was able to track it down and most unusual way, but we did find it.
Kennedy met the Harts at their son's funeral and listened to their concerns that John was killed because his Humvee lacked armor. Brian Hart remembers that on the spot, Kennedy promised to do something about it.
Basically, Senator Kennedy told us that he would look into the matter, and later in November, he held the first congressional hearings on the lack of body armor and vehicular armor, and that opened up the whole issue of too little, too late procurement strategy that cost hundreds of people their lives.
Since then, Hart worked with Kennedy on dozens of measures securing additional safety equipment for U.S. troops. He calls him an excellent legislator and a friend. Hart remembers a time he was visiting Washington and planned to go to the cemetery where his son John is buried.
I try to go to Arlington and visit John in Section 60 with the other young men and women that have been killed in this conflict. And Senator Kennedy and his wife found out about it and drove me there. We stayed in Section 60 for probably 45 minutes, and we walked down the rows of each of the soldiers that had died in this conflict, some of which we knew, some of whom he knew.
Kennedy also helped reverse the orders of a soldier set to deploy to Iraq after she married a man with three children whose wife died of cancer. And he was touched by a letter from a constituent asking for help for an Iraqi child wounded by U.S. troops. He found a philanthropist to pay for the boy's treatment and a doctor at Mass General to oversee his care. Another lasting impression Kennedy made on the city of Boston was the Rose Kennedy Greenway, named after his mother. Sitting on a bench in the downtown park, longtime Kennedy friend and Greenway advocate Peter Mead remembers the senator's key role in creating the conservancy that manages the downtown park complex.
Frankly, what happened is, Senator Kennedy does often with legislation, he forced people to get together, set a deadline, and got it done.
Kennedy contributed money, fundraising clout, and connections to make the park work. At the dedication in 2004, Kennedy talked about how happy his mother would have been to see the park.
I always remember my mother and my grandfather talking about growing up in the North End as they were children. There was never any grass for the children to go out and play. There never was any grass. Well, there's going to be grass. There's going to be grass right behind me and all the way down this greenway.
He closed the park's dedication by breaking into song, something he did on many occasions. Here he's singing Rose Kennedy's favorite song, Sweet Rosie O'Grady.
Sweet Rosie O'Grady, my dear little Rose.
Senator Ted Kennedy's singing might not be on pitch, but he often had perfect pitch when it came to people and politics. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady Meyerov.
And when we are married, a little help out, how happy I'll be. Oh, I love sweet Rosie O'Grady, and Rosie O'Grady loves me. All right, everyone on their feet, let's sing. Three, play it loud and fast. O'Grady, my dear little Rose, she's my special lady, most everyone knows. And when we are married, how happy I'll be. Rose, I love sweet Rosie O'Grady, and Rosie O'Grady loves me. Nice round of applause for one of our finest of letters. You are wonderful to put up with us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you so much.